Welcome to the PV in College podcast, where our goal is to grow students in the love and knowledge of Jesus Christ. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how physical health is one of the biggest keys to spiritual health. Our guest today is Jeff Holloway. Jeff is the owner of CrossFit Rome. Jeff, welcome to the podcast, man.
Thanks for having me, Ryan.
Dude, thank you so much for doing this. This is one of those kind of, I guess I put it up on the tee for your questions, but I do want to know, what's it like running a CrossFit gym? Is it an adrenaline rush? Does it get boring? Is that even possible with CrossFit?
Boring is definitely not something I would use to describe what I do. It is different every day.
Yeah.
Different every day.
I know the feeling.
So, yeah.
So people may ask, well, why, how is this a spiritual thing? What's going on? But I think that is part of the problem, honestly. You know, today we're talking about the importance of physical health. I think this is such an important topic, but in Christian circles, it can be overlooked a lot or even ignored. I don't think I've ever, and this isn't a knock on anybody, but I don't think I've ever heard a sermon about physical health or about the importance of sleep, for example, or even a lot of sermons that really focus on our physical bodies. We talk with a lot of college students. Those are a lot of our listeners who are stressed to the max all the time. But then you flip that coin over and their diet is terrible. They get 2 to 3 hours of sleep per night. And I think they would admit that. They wouldn't, there's an amen, I think, in there. And I'm thinking about, God didn't just create a soul, right? He created a body and a soul. Jesus came in bodily form, right? In the new heavens and the new earth, we'll have bodies. So therefore, how we treat our bodies is really important. Before we get into the Q&A, I mean, any kind of initial thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think you're spot on with when I view fitness and I view wellness, it has to be under the umbrella of a holistic approach.
Yeah.
So started CrossFit Rome about 6 years ago, and our mission statement is transforming lives through fitness. Hmm. Fitness being a mode in which we can touch people's lives, not being the end-all be-all.
Okay.
So fitness is a place or a method for us to pour into people's lives. So being able to meet people where they are, whether it be stress, whether it be an outlet, whether it be nutrition, whether it be mobility, whether it be having a place to belong, whether it be showing up well. I'll talk about that later today, but being able to set people up to show up well with whatever they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Fitness, wellness is a way to do that, but I do not believe that it is the end all be all.
Because what are you
going to do with all that fitness?
Right.
It's great. Love it. There's a whole sport around it. And that's what I do for a living.
Right.
But like you were saying, it's one of those things that it is a lot of times compartmentalized into this own separate category rather than viewing it as a way to help you as a human show up better.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you dig? I mean, that's exactly, I completely agree. You said fitness is a holistic approach, right? Or you guys have a holistic approach to what you do.
Yeah.
Can you dig a little bit more on that? Like if a college student just listened to that and said, what does he mean by a holistic approach? Because I think that is the key. So let's dig into that a little bit.
All right. So we follow programming from a gym in Boston.
Okay.
Ben Bergeron started a gym a long time ago called CrossFit New England, but he is where we adopted the same philosophy on these pillars. So there's 5 different pillars of health that we rate or gauge or use to make decisions. So these 5 things. In training, sleep, mindset, relationships, and nutrition.
Wow.
Okay. So somebody could be crushing it in one area and off the rails in another area. Mm. A lot of times when I talk about the tangible pieces of sleep, nutrition, and training, people easily go there with CrossFit or any type of fitness. But then you start getting into the mindset piece, which if you were to talk to me more about my own personal journey, like the mindset, the narrative, what's your personal narrative? Mm. Like that's a whole different can of worms. And then how do you show up well for people around you? Do you actually connect with other humans?
Yeah.
Because we live in a world that it's really easy to know. It's really easy to know about people, but it's really, really hard to know people.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It absolutely does.
So we use those pillars to gauge or to be able to put pressure. And when we talk about pressure, we talk about moving the needle. Pressure is anything that has any type of incremental change to it. If your sleep is where we need to talk, then we'll put a little, we call it constant gentle pressure. We put constant gentle pressure in that area.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of times as a coach, the big thing that I do is I talk about the difference between progress and perfection.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people don't want to do things that are hard because they jump from where they are to whatever the perfect point would be. And a lot of times what I'm doing as a coach is motivating them to take one step, not 100 steps.
Yeah.
Because if I talk to somebody who's not a runner, I said, hey, we're going to go run 100 miles today, right now, go outside. They're going to start with a walk.
Yeah.
And that's where we really try to meet people.
Well, to your point in terms of watching people's progress, I'm reminded in 1 Timothy, Paul's writing to Timothy and says, "Work," and he's talking about preaching and teaching the word, but I think it applies holistically, is Paul says, continue to work at these things so that people will see your progress, not your perfection, your progress, so that people will be able to see your steady, incremental work that you're putting into. So, okay, we're talking about, you know, how physical health is a huge factor. And I think a lot of people, when we think spiritual health, we think your daily quiet time, fighting your sin, your time in the Word, your theology, and all those things are good and right and helpful. But so often I think we can immediately, we don't think about how our bodily health impacts our spiritual health. We kind of neglect that, I think, even, or ignore it. So what are, I don't know, one, two, three ways that being healthy physically actually helps us be more healthy spiritually?
Yeah, no, I love that question. When you first asked me that question a while back, I was mulling over. I'm like, what are the things that I think that are taken from, like, the whole reason we do what we do? And it really is, it can be boiled down to one of my big objectives and my heartbeat is to give people the resources or to give them the progress to allow for them to show up better. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
If they're stressed, they need an outlet for that. If their self-narrative is terrible, they need an outlet for that. If they feel bad about the way either they look or the way they feel, they need an outlet for that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So being able to give people a sense of control in an area that they feel is chaotic allows for people to be better dads, better husbands, better friends, better girlfriends, better boyfriends, better at their job. It doesn't matter what it is. But if I can give them the ability or the resources to show up better there, you're overall going to have a better, like, quality of life. Be able to, like, when I open the Word in the morning, I have to get up very, very early. It's part of my job.
Yeah.
But being able to open that up and not be so stressed. For me, stress is something I struggle with, and that's an outlet for me is exercise allows for that pressure valve to go off, to be able to then read the Word and go, okay, how can I own some of this?
Mm-hmm.
How can I put feet on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times my wife will tell me, I'm like a Jack Russell Terrier, and I can't concentrate, and I can't, like, bring things into focus, but that's just one example for me personally, but being able to give people the resources to show up better is one of the biggest things that is one of our objectives.
Yeah. I think sometimes people will look at fitness and maybe they'll say, well, I mean, my goal has never been to bench press 250, right? My goal has never been to, you know, clean and jerk this. My goal has never been to do this. So fitness isn't really for me. But what I'm hearing you say is fitness is something for everyone in some form or fashion, on some level, because the end goal, like you said at the beginning, I think this is what I'm hearing, the right way to do fitness maybe is not necessarily to have fitness as the end goal, but to make it a part of a healthier lifestyle. Does that make sense? Am I saying that right?
And I think you're hitting the nail on the head. Like, so wellness, overall wellness, what I would say is how balanced you are in all of those areas.
Okay.
Because I have people coming to me with their primary, because when I'm looking at people of, when I'm looking at somebody who comes to me who wants to experience change, it's going to be one of three buckets. It's either going to be in body composition, it's going to be in overall general like health, mm-hmm. or it's going to be in performance.
Mm-hmm.
So a collegiate swimmer comes to me and says, I want to get better. He or she wants to get better in the times in the pool.
Yeah.
Versus somebody who comes to me and goes, I would like to lose weight. Okay, that's a body composition thing. Or somebody, this is where my story is, like I had chronic stomach problems.
Mm.
I was just tired of having stomach problems. For me, it was a poor diet for a long time. But being able to get that under control was really, really important to me.
Mm.
So being able to have, being able to give those kind of fixes, I would say, or at least direction in those areas is kind of what we're looking at.
Yeah.
So it's not be as fit. Some people don't care about bench pressing. Some people don't care about losing weight. Some people don't care about their score on the board.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think that you're articulating that well, is it's more about progress in areas that you're not great at right now.
Mm.
And you being a stud athlete isn't necessarily one of my goals. It is if it's your goal.
Right. Right. And there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Correct. I want to be sure. Absolutely.
But it's not the end all. But for everybody, it's not a blanket statement.
Right. Yeah.
You being the fittest athlete possible isn't the thing that I'm looking for everybody.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, so, I think that's right. And so to your point of what you just said, so a lot of these college students we're listening to, some may be very athletic, some may not be. Mm-hmm. Some may even already be involved in things like CrossFit and some may not be. What are two or three simple ways college students can take better care of themselves, some low-hanging fruit, students can take care of themselves physically and therefore spiritually?
That's all right. So I'm going to go back to my five pillars.
Okay.
So whenever somebody's saying, hey, I want to get better. Okay. What does that mean? A lot of times I put metrics on things. That which gets tracked gets improved.
Okay.
So the five pillars I'm going to go back to, and we'll give you an example for each one of them. Let's talk about training. So training is like exercise. When people think I'm going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people do workouts that they don't even like.
Yeah.
I have a runner start lifting weights, or I have somebody who loves weightlifting going to run. I have somebody who can't swim at all, and that's the only thing they do. And I'm like, pick something that's not terrible for you.
Yeah.
It could be walking more. Good. It could be joining a pickleball circuit. It could be signing up for
dance,
a race coming up.
Yeah.
It could be dance. It could be an aerobics class. Mm. It could be get a Peloton bike. It could be I'm going to start doing a pedometer challenge on my phone or my watch. Anything fits in that bucket.
Yeah.
You get to the sleep thing. I'm going to start asking them, how many hours of sleep do you get? And they'll tell me, okay, what is your sleep environment like?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to sleep with the lights on, the music going? You've played on, like you've looked at Instagram or Facebook for the last 2 hours,
mm-hmm.
like your brain's moving.
Right.
You might be tired, but your brain's stimulated. So I'm going to start getting to the point of let's turn a light off. Let's get a noisemaker. Let's set a time that you're trying to be in bed. So these small goals there.
Mm-hmm.
Could be nutrition. Nutrition's the funny one because nutrition is an unnailable subject.
Okay.
People want to be perfect in nutrition. And perfect for most folks is not sustainable. You can be really good for a set amount of time, but most people are going to mess up.
Yeah.
And it's what do you do with a mess up? So I'm going to say, hey, let's track just protein intake. Let's track just vegetable intake. There's a E.C. Sinkowski is a nutritionist, and she does this 800-gram challenge, which I really like for people to do that one because it's just fruits and vegetables.
Hmm.
And everything else is on the board.
So you can eat anything else. You're just tracking your
vegetable intake.
Hmm.
The first one I get to do with most people is, can you drink 2 liters of water a day?
Okay.
2 liters of water a day, you will be astounded by how much better you feel.
Hmm.
And it's just a water challenge.
No diet change at this point or anything.
Just
water.
Wow.
I'll be done.
And then we get into the mindset piece. And the mindset piece is, I'm going to assess or hold people accountable to what are they allowing to go in. What are you watching? What are you reading? What are you listening to? Because all of it is going to produce some type of narrative.
Hmm.
A lot of times I say, would you talk to your best friend the way you talk to you?
Hmm.
Like, no. I'm like, exactly.
Because
one thing I've been thinking about with some of my quiet times is recently when I'm working on my own self-narrative, that's the mentality piece or the mindset piece. I think Satan loves when we just crush ourselves.
Sure.
But I don't think we ever take that thought captive. Mm-hmm. I don't think we ever address that super, super critical or super negative self-narrative as Satan going, you keep doing that. You're doing awesome. I don't even really have to do anything right now.
Right.
And I get challenged with that. Lord's going, you don't even try to self-regulate that.
Yeah.
You think that you're a quitter, and then that's a self-fulfilling prophecy or a habit that you can start spinning.
Mm-hmm.
So the mindset piece is something that I have a huge vested interest in because that is so real for so many people.
Mm-hmm.
If we're gonna have real talk.
Yeah.
And the last one's connection. And that ability to let, and this does take some discretion, but does anybody actually know you?
Mm.
Like a lot of people say they know about people and say they have a bunch of friends, but does anybody know kind of some of the ugly sides?
Mm.
One person doesn't have to know everything, but I'm a huge proponent of somebody needs to, but everybody needs to know something.
Yeah, right.
So if it's between four friends, and friends are hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
They really are, to be truly known, because it's super vulnerable.
Yeah.
And that does take some discretion, but I'm a big proponent, especially in college. So those were some super formative years for me about my walk, was finding people that I could trust to be real with.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to assess all five of those things, and I'm just going to spend time in one of the areas. It's not all five.
Mm.
It's not a do-it-all, and you can't be perfect.
Right. Right.
But I was like, hey, what has your number right now? It's definitely, because most people usually know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what's the first thing that you thought of? Sleep. I have terrible sleep habits. Mindset. Borderline, hate myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say, hey, let's spend some time there. What are you reading? What are you listening to? Who are you around?
Yeah.
Or training. I don't do anything. Let's start walking some more. That's
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just fighting for constant, gentle pressure in one area.
Yeah.
Once you feel okay there, let's add something to it.
That's awesome. That sounds awesome, man. I want to go on a walk right now. So one of the things we want to be sure we give you just a little bit of time for at the end here, maybe there are, Rome has essentially three universities, a lot of college students around. Maybe they enjoyed what they're hearing, and maybe they want to talk to you more about this or get involved. Can you tell us a little bit about CrossFit Rome? How can a student get involved? What does that look like?
So CrossFit Rome has several different avenues for service. We have a nutrition coach there. We have a master's coach. We have a kids coach. We have a personal training coach, and then we have group classes. So a lot of times when people think about CrossFit, they're thinking of the group classes.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a way of getting started with four personal training sessions with a coach to get them kind of up to speed and then into group classes.
Gotcha.
So what I tell people to do is if that's something that interests you, go to CrossFitRome.com, and my number and my email is all there.
Got it. CrossFitRome.com.
Here's my cell phone right there, and it's always on.
Perfect. So, yeah. Perfect. That's awesome. Well, man, Jeff, thanks for being with us today, man.
Oh, absolutely. It was my pleasure.
For more information on this topic, message us on Instagram at PVN College. Listen to the PVN College podcast through Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. Watch this podcast on Instagram TV at PVN College or on our YouTube page, Pleasant Valley North. We love you guys, and we'll see you next time.